they could see from the radar, of course, for the direction this thing was, and they turned the airplane to follow it. And they closed to within about 2 miles of this object, and it stayed there at a 2 mile distance for something like 10 minutes. Now, during that time, we don't know exactly where this thing was with respect to the airplane. We do know that the radar beam tended to point downwards towards the ground. However, it could have been up as an altitude almost of the aircraft itself, because the radar beam is not a perfectly determined narrow beam type of thing. There's a radiation pattern associated with it that says there is some radiation that goes straight down and some radiation that goes forward of the aircraft or goes out almost to the altitude of the aircraft. In any case, they followed this thing on the radar. Well, they immediately started looking for it by eye, of course, and they couldn't see anything. So they turned on the FLIR. Now, forward-looking infrared, it's called forward-looking infrared by tradition, I guess, but in fact it can look backwards and sideways as well, not just forward. It can look all the way around. So they started turning the FLIR device around to see if they could pick up anything on that. And in the you said you have some of the video on your website.
Yes.
I don't know what portion of it, probably the portions that show these lights that they saw.
That's it.
But as they're flying along following this radar target, they picked up reflections and hot spots on the ground, you could say, but nothing that seemed to be associated with the target itself. And they flew along for like 10 minutes, and then they were running out of fuel. They had been on duty for about 4 hours by that time. So they had to make a turn. They were flying towards the northwest, and they had to make a turn to the right to fly almost due east to get back to their base. As soon as they had contacted the radar, by the way, they also contacted ground control to find out if there were any aircraft in the sky. And the ground control people said there were no aircraft other than them. So this radar thing that they were seeing was anomalous. But it was anomalous because not only was it being picked up on the radar, but it wasn't visible. Part of the anomaly is it wasn't visible to either the eyeballs or the forward-looking infrared. Now, any device that we have which can fly at a couple of hundred miles an hour generates a lot of heat. And if you're flying at the rear end of it, you're getting that heat right in your face. And so a forward-looking infrared should be able to pick up anything that was a little bit warmer than the Earth, to say nothing of the thousands of degree exhaust from an engine.
And it should be easy readings for them.
Yeah, it should be very easy. Almost like looking at the sun. So they followed this thing, and it was traveling, as I said, about 230 or some miles an hour, enough to stay right ahead of them,
sure.
Fixed distance about 2 miles. They turned to the right, and as they're turning, the radar guy is continuing to follow this object, and now they're heading towards the east, and they follow. The radar shows that this object apparently sped up, continued in its northwest motion, basically, and then eventually got off the edge of the radar and they didn't see it anymore. That was about the time that they started seeing these lights that they thought were UFOs. The FLIR system picked up what looked like, to them, lighted hot objects that were traveling along with them. The reason it looked like they were traveling along with them is because that you could see in the video, you can see the clouds going backwards, going past them, or they're going past the clouds. And the lights that they're picking up don't seem to drop backwards as fast as the clouds do.
Was the first object, Bruce, bigger than these other lights that they saw subsequently?
Well, now you mean the radar object?
Yeah.
I have no idea what size it was.
Okay.
I know it must have been of some size because the radar itself was what described as being able to pick up a ship at 20 miles if it was on the surface. A small boat at 20 miles. This object was picked up at 40 miles.
Ah, okay.
Now, if you take into account the R radius to the fourth power variation that radar has, 1 over R squared is the power going out. It gets reflected and then diverges when it comes back, giving another 1 over R squared. The net result is that an object has to be sizable compared to a boat to be able to be picked up at 40 miles by this radar. Some number, many meters in size, I would estimate. I don't know how many, but you know, if it were a typical radar target, it would have been something that was definitely large enough to see had it been only 2 miles away. In other words, I'm using the fact that the radar could see it at 40 miles to make an estimate of the size, and I'm saying that the radar, this radar measurement, indicates it was big enough that they should have been able to see it when it was only 2 miles away.
All right, and is it just ironic that we would see these other lights after this larger object,
well,
or do you think they're tied in?
No, I suspect that they're not tied in, but I have given the Mexican Air Force plenty of opportunity, you might say, to prove it one way or another. These other lights, they were looking in the direction of the Pemex oil field. The Pemex oil company, one of the major sources of income for Mexico,
mm-hmm.
besides illegal aliens, was in the direction that they had this FLIR pointed. And the oil field is about 100 miles away. It's in the ocean of the Gulf of Mexico, right near the Yucatan Peninsula. And where they have these flares, fires burning off excess gas that comes up out of the well.
Right, continuously.
Continuously. Now, not all the flares or oil wells have fires burning all the time, but whatever. There are sources of light and heat out there. There are also sources of light and heat on the ground. Well, now, what I found by studying these lights that the FLIR was detecting was that you see the clouds move from right to left on this video, and the objects seem to maintain a fixed direction. They seem to. But if you actually look at the FLIR pointing direction, there are numbers on the bottom of the screen that tell you what direction the FLIR is actually pointing with respect to the airplane, and the airplane is flying along in a straight line. The lights did drop backwards. Now there's optical illusion. If you see the moon off in the distance, a bright moon,
right.
And you're driving along in the road. Suppose you're driving along this road and you're heading north, for example, driving past trees and stuff, and the moon's in the west. So it's on your left-hand side. You don't know it's the moon, but you just see there's a bright light out there.
Yeah.
And this bright light, it stays in the same direction with respect to the car all the time, although all the nearby trees and everything are moving past.
Mm-hmm.
You get the impression that whatever this light is, it's traveling along with you.
Right.
The reason you get that impression is because it's a long distance away. Of course, the moon is 240,000 miles away, so you'd have to travel an awful long distance to see even the slightest change in the direction. The Earth isn't big enough. Anyway, in this case, I think they had the same sort of a optical illusion that these objects, these light sources, heat sources, were so far away that they appeared to be traveling along with the aircraft as the clouds were going past. This is consistent with, you know, other people who had proposed that they were seeing oil fires. Well, now, I had a direct connection through a gentleman who was in the Mexican Air Force, a direct connection to the people in the Air Force. I sent them a copy of my report. I was told that they were happy with it. I'm glad they were happy with it. I mean, they got a 100-page report for nothing. And that's about where it ended. I sort of got scuttlebutt back that, well, you know, we fly in that area all the time, and we've never seen these oil fires before. I had proposed to them that they do an experiment. Wouldn't take long. One experiment would be to just plain refly the flight on a similar day and see if you can still see the oil fires. Another better experiment would be to fly over the oil field and then fly radially away from it while looking at it on the FLIR and recording on video all the time so that we see what the oil fires look like close up, and then we see what they look like when you're 100 miles away.
Are you tipping
them? They didn't do that.
No, but are you tipping toward the oil fires as a possible theory?
Yeah, I'm not 100% convinced because I tried to match the lights up light by light with the known locations of the fires, and I wasn't able to get a perfect match.